Great. We're live. I got the thumbs up. Monday night, Novak News. I feel like I haven't done this in a really long time. I'm excited. Tonight, you've got the Mr. and Mrs. Novak duo, and we're going to be talking about how do you choose a real estate agent. So stay tuned, guys. All real estate agents are the same. How often do we hear that? How often do we hear it all the time?
Real estate agents, I got it today on social media, real estate agents are liars. Don't believe what they say.
Yeah, that's upsetting. No, that's upsetting. So
we do get that in every industry.
Yeah, we absolutely do. But there is, you know, look, the great thing about our industry is it's so transparent. You know, there's so many, there's not that many industries really where you can go online and you can actually dig right down to an individual agency and an individual agent and actually ask the general public what they think about that particular agent, because we're so heavily reviewed, aren't we?
Times have changed.
Yeah, big time.
I don't think there's anything these days you cannot, you can fail and succeed. So, you know, ordering food, jumping in an Uber, everything is just so well-oiled and well-regulated.
Yep.
It's good.
And so we're going to talk tonight about how do you choose your real estate agent, because we're definitely not all the same. In fact, most agents have something extremely unique that they can bring to the table. I know we certainly do. But A, we're not the same. And B, how do you choose your agent? How can you actually means test or crash test that agent before you've actually signed the agency agreement, which is a binding agreement.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, guys, they're damn hard to get out of. So we're going to talk about that tonight as well. And once you've signed an agency agreement, which is the legally binding agreement that says, yes, I consent that agent to sell my property. If you've made a mistake, like a vendor that reached out to me today and said, oh, I've chosen the wrong agent. Help, how do I change agencies? She's kind of locked in now for 3 months. You know, what are the things that you can do? So we're going to talk about, first and foremost, choosing an agent. Mark, what do you reckon? What's the best way to do it?
I reckon the best way to unpack it is the cleanups. So in our office, we call it a cleanup when an other agent has not sold and then we come along and get you sold. And when you look at the cleanups that we do, and we're doing them all day, every day, the classic or the cliche stuff I think we should talk about, that, you know, the cleanup that people see, you know, like it's, you know, it's so typical. And then there's mistakes that people walk into and keep walking into, and it's like, you don't need to do that. So I think sometimes people want or need a little bit of a sounding board to say, hey, is it me or is it my agent? They round table that with their friends, their family, which are good, but probably, you know, when you're out, when people bring information to us on their campaign, they talk about it, we will often hold the mirror up and say, you know, do you think this, if, you know, if this is your business, do you think it's normal? No. And then we'll sort of go along and explain exactly what their expectations sometimes should be. I think sometimes people are even too fair with their current agent and not, sometimes not brutal enough to make a decision to switch.
But you know what? People actually don't even know what the expectation is. So, guys, let me tell you, if you are only hearing from your real estate agent once a week, no good. No good. My vendors are hearing from me pretty much on a daily basis. Most of the time they're actually hearing from me multiple times a day.
Yep.
And that's not always a phone call. We set up WhatsApp groups with all of our vendors. And so there is always daily communication that is going in there. I've never had a vendor ask me what's going on with their property. So, you know, if you're wondering that, you're not getting enough communication from your agent. But let's just draw back for a moment, Mark, because the question was, how do you means test your real estate agent? There's so many ways these days. Not only can you do the digital interview, most agents are on social media rather these days. So you can easily do a digital interview, number one. Number two, there are so many portals that you can go on to, review portals. Our reviews, so for instance, on realestate.com, which is the largest real estate portal in the country, and review platforms like Rate My Agent, they are verified reviews. They're not reviews that a real estate agent can ask their next door neighbor to write for them. They're verified reviews against a vendor, an owner that has put forward that review, and it's verified against a property that was sold.
Yep.
So they're real reviews that are going on there.
Yep.
That's a really great way, number one. That's the good, easy, platonic way. The other way is actually crash test and mystery shop your real estate agent. So before you've chosen the agent, why don't you go along to their open home?
So easy to do.
So easy, honestly. You
know, the reality is you're going to be paying these agents thousands and thousands of dollars. Your due diligence of doing that's so important. So I think sending that in, how do you do a secret shopper?
So just walk in as if you're a buyer. Someone told me a story the other day and said they actually had mystery shopped a real estate agent. It's a true story. When they walked into the open home, the real estate agent was sitting down on the chair.
Yep.
I was like, what are you even talking about?
Yep.
So go in and actually mystery shop the real estate agent as a buyer. Pretend you're walking through
their open home. What about the follow-up comes after that?
100%. If you what does that look like?
If you don't get a call after that open house same day, hey, just thanks for coming through. What do you think of the property? There's a mistake. If you don't get a call on that following Monday or Tuesday, if you did, they didn't land a call with you on Saturday, that's red flag.
100%. If you don't want to get off your lounge and you want to mystery shop a real estate agent, put through an inquiry on realestate.com or domain for one of their listings.
Yep.
And see how long it takes that real estate agent to come back to you, because that's how they're going to treat your buyers, guys. Now, normal time frames, can we just talk about that for a sec?
Yeah.
Because no one knows what and these normal time frames look like.
The digital response is not a response. So getting an autoresponder back from your email is not a response.
I agree. So, and then let's talk about what we would do here. And guys, you can actually crash test it. You can put through an inquiry, and I can guarantee you if it's now, tonight, you are going to hear back from one of our agents tonight.
Yep.
So we've actually got, so it's a company policy here that you should receive a response to an email inquiry within 10 minutes. Now, industry standard, I reckon if you're putting an email inquiry through to a real estate agent for a property, I reckon you're lucky if you're going to hear back from them within 24 hours, even within 36 hours. What do you reckon?
Oh, I think that's right. But I think, you know, that standard, if that agent's coming back fast, they're vested, they're keen, they're motivated. I think if you do land a call with the agent, you should always expect that they record what are you after, they unpack you, they, you know, they have open dialogue, they're easy to speak with. So what are you after? How can I help? If this property doesn't suit, tell me exactly what you're after. What budget are you working with? And also Christian name, surname, email address. I call that the auto fisherman. Once you have those details from a prospective purchaser, it helps you to facilitate and help them later. I reckon 80% of agents won't even take your surname. I reckon they won't even take your email. They'll answer your question and they're gone.
And also, if you've put forward your phone number as a prospective buyer, you should expect to have a phone call from the real estate agent.
Yep.
Like without a doubt. So very easy to mystery shop a prospective agent if you are looking to sell your property. The norm seems to be when people are, you know, wanting to get their properties appraised, the norm seems to be most people will call in 2 to 3 real estate agents to put forward their proposals. And really, the only thing that realistically should be the same is our opinion of value on there. That should come in at, you know, really a very, very similar range. If a real estate agent has come forward to your property and is promising you the world, and the opinion of value on your property seems to be significantly higher than some of the other opinions of values that have come forward, you need to be asking that agent why, guys, because we're all working with the same data.
Yeah.
So you need to be able to get that real estate agent to justify why they've come in so much higher. Be real careful of that. I must
they're buying the listing. But I find often people A big thing that we do is have the hard conversations. I think sometimes your agent is sugarcoats everything all the time, gives you good news all the time, and that doesn't help you when you're not sold.
No.
You know, when you've heard good news for 3 months and you're like, I haven't sold it and I haven't got the price I want, you know, sometimes agents are, they're too nice. Do you know what I mean? I think, and sometimes I find the conversations we've had when we're looking at campaigns that haven't sold, they're hard conversations. They're like, there may be like, your marketing needs to improve here, X, Y, and Z, here, here, and here. There may be your price is wrong.
Yeah, but your
expectations wrong. Some of the conversations are hard.
But people are employing us to give them our expert advice. Now, we're not bank valuers. You know, sometimes we can go into a property and we don't see what the market sees. And next minute, you know, the buyers come through who actually do dictate where the property sits in the marketplace, and the buyers see something really, really different. So it's important as real estate agents that we're portraying that information to our vendors. I'm always saying to my vendors, my job is to get you the most amount of money for your property and to report honestly as to what the buyer feedback is. That's my job. You know, that is absolutely my job. Sorry, I just almost dropped my phone on the floor.
G'day, Ray.
The other thing that I wanted to talk about as well is the agent that comes in with the super low commission. I had this conversation with someone the other day, right? Now, there is an average in different areas as to what real estate agents charge for their commissions.
Yep.
Be careful, guys. Please be careful of the agent that is coming to you with a super cheap commission. You need to be asking that agent why they are much cheaper than the other agents. Please don't fall for this, because often it's because that is the only tool in their belt.
Yep.
I never promise to be the cheapest agent, and I never want to be known as that.
When you're a seller, do you want the cheapest commission?
Yeah, well, that's right.
I actually don't think I want the person that's giving me the lowest price service. Just doesn't work in anything that you buy. You just know if you're buying like below cost, you know, you're getting below cost.
But also, you know, and think about it this way, guys, if all of us real estate agents or all the agents that you're looking at were the same commission, who's the agent that you're going to choose?
Yeah.
Right? Because the difference in commission between an average agent and a great agent could be the difference of a few thousand dollars in the commission that you're going to pay, but it could be a few $100,000 in your end result because of a lack of experience or a lack of them working hard on your campaign. So be real careful of that. I do want to talk, Mark, just briefly about agency agreements.
Yep.
Because the time, the duration that you're signing an agency agreement for, the standard in the industry is 90 days. That's the standard on the vast majority of agency agreements. Would you agree?
You are stuck with the agent for that period for rent.
Yep.
If you're managing the property or selling, that's about the average.
That's about the average. So, but that is a very negotiable part of the agency agreement. Mm. So rather than signing up for 90 days, like a lovely lady that I'm dealing with at the moment, who messages me every day. The agent won't let her out of an agreement. She is incredibly unhappy.
Yeah.
It's a long story actually, but she thought she was signing up with us. It's a really, really awful story.
Creepy.
It is a creepy story. She thought she was signing up with us, and she thought the agents that she was meeting with were part of the Novak team. Actually, an ex employee of Novak. Without
smart
going into great
lady.
Detail,
she was a smart. She's a smart educated lady.
Smart lady. And anyway, long story short, here she is, 5 or 6 weeks into her campaign, and she is terribly unhappy. She can't get out of the agency agreement. She's locked in for 90 days. So that part of the agreement is negotiable
upfront.
Absolutely.
Before you've signed it.
And so I'm always saying, not always, but, you know, a great piece of advice to a vendor is, why don't you ask the agent if you can sign into a 30-day agreement so that in the event things don't work out and you thought you were signing with Mark and you got someone else turning up to your open homes, it's quite easy for you then to get out of it.
Yep.
Great piece of advice there, guys.
Also, I think asking an agent if they're going to be doing your open house, asking an agent if they're taking any, like, for instance, around that Christmas period or Easter period, are they taking a break? Because often I get people saying, you know, I didn't realise they were going to be away for 3 weeks in my auction campaign or 2 weeks, or I didn't realise they weren't going to do my open house and we're going to be at my open house. So that presence of an agent, super important.
Yep, really important. So there's some tips there for you guys. Couple of things just from the top for those of you that have tuned in.
Yep.
How can you choose your agent? There's plenty of ways. Get online, have a look at those reviews. They're verified reviews.
Yep.
Jump onto their social media and do your own digital interview. Put forward an inquiry. Pretend that you're a buyer and put forward an inquiry on one of their properties and see, was it a robot that responded or was actually the agent that was responding to your to those buyers? Because that's how they're going to treat your buyers.
Yep.
And, you know, you can also turn up to open homes. That's a great one. Turn up to the open home and see how that real estate agent interacts with what would likely be your buyers as well. Really important, really important.
We've got a, guys, this is a live show. So if you've got any questions you want to ask, raw, easy, throw them at us. We've got a comment from someone who you've helped do a cleanup for.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Brendan.
Actually, we need to get Brendan in here one day.
He's raw. He's
real. We seriously do. Now, he is a great one.
Real.
Brendan's a great one. Brendan, okay. If you can hear me, I know you're on here. So if you can hear me, what is your tip for choosing a great agent? I know you've had some awful experiences with agents. I know you have. That's how we actually came to find each other.
Brendan's a quality connoisseur. He knows quality.
Absolutely. But Brendan's a really, really active person in the real estate market, you know, someone who's bought and sold without a doubt and has had some really great experiences with real estate agents, hopefully that's me, and has had some really, really crap experiences with real estate agents.
You've bailed out some of his friends.
Not me. 100%, yeah, and I've had heaps of referrals from Brendan.
That have been with agents and come along and cleaned it up.
Heaps of referrals from Brendan in terms of?
Clean up.
Our cleanups, I do heaps of them, heaps
of them. So there was one, you know, sloppy campaign, didn't handle courtyard very well.
Yep.
And you came along and helped them out with some friends and bang, bang,
boom. Absolutely. So, and please understand, guys, if you have been on the market for too long and you're with another agent, there is a way out. I can guarantee you after this show, I'm going to get a message from someone saying, I watched it, Lisa, it's exactly what resonated with me. I'm stuck with an agent. Can you help me? We do a ton of cleanups.
But some of the cleanups also, which I love that we do, is just good advice that they take and give back to their agent and sell.
Yep.
So it's not always like, come out of us, we'll make commission out of you. People are always calling saying, we're stuffed, what do we do? Some people are calling us that are outside of the state. And they're saying, hey, this is, you know, it's what we know, we love what you do. Can you give us? And we've looked at their campaigns and said, try this, try this, try that.
I can't tell you how many vendors that I don't even know. I have absolutely nothing to get out of helping them whatsoever, except I genuinely like helping people.
Yep.
You know, they've called and they've said, Lisa, we've got our property. It's on the Central Coast or wherever it is. I've looked over their campaign and gone, don't like this, don't like that. You know, your marketing's not great, this, that, this, that. And often the vendor goes, that's what we thought.
All the time.
We spoke to the agent and they said, no, this is
common
normal.
Sense.
Yeah,
sense.
Absolutely.
So before we go, how to choose an agent, the alarm bells and the clues. In summary?
Alarm bells are, if you're hearing from your agent.
Not sold is one.
Well, not sold is one. You know, on the market for too long and everything else around you is selling.
Yeah.
That's an alarm bell. I wonder if your agent is actually having a heart-to-heart with you about where your property does sit. Sometimes agents are scared to do that.
Yep.
Lack of communication. What is that buyer follow-up looking like? So if they're not communicating with you and you're the vendor and you're the paying client, well, imagine the lack of communication with the buyers.
Yeah.
So, again, alarm bells should be ringing.
Yeah.
In terms of your agent responding to those inquiries, I mean, for us, we're crazy. It happens within 10 minutes or within an hour at the most. I think if, you know, it's got to be within a 24-hour period, like not negotiable. In terms of how often should they be communicating with you as a vendor, really, you know, I think some sort of daily communication is normal. Otherwise, every few days at the very, very least.
So the alarm bell. So I think the most important thing out of today, guys, if you're engaging with an agent and if you are fully over the moon, thrilled, then sure, whatever. But I think if you're in doubt of which agent to select, give that agent a shorter agency agreement. Don't give them 90
That's
days.
That's the best tip.
30. That's probably the biggest
key. That's the best tip.
Unless it's like, you know, okay, I've got no doubt, I'm thrilled, off we go, let's go, trust, it's all going to happen. But if you're thinking, sort of, I'm not sure between these two or three agents, certainly ask to shorten that agreement. What about marketing expenses? Anything on that one?
Oh, yeah, Blues? That's huge. Hey, I just want to say, Brendan's just made a comment there.
What's
trust is always the beginning and the end. Hey, that is the best comment ever. And can I tell you, Brendan, you are so spot on, because when the trust is there, I can tell you now, the commission, everything else is almost irrelevant. It really is, but it takes time to build that trust.
Yeah.
And a referral, and I get lots of those, but a referral is the best, best compliment I can get as a real estate agent. It really is. You know, someone like Brendan, who's a longstanding client, refers someone to me. I can tell you now, those friends of Brendan's are not sitting there going, you know, can you do your commission at 1.5%? They don't care. They know that they're going to employ me. They know I'm going to work hard. They know I'm going to get them the best price. You know, that difference there in commission is absolutely irrelevant. Trust is number one.
House and Jewel didn't sell for 3 months, not even a cheeky offer. They had a stupid saying that they were letting the buyer, letting the buyers mushroom.
Change to another and sold in a month. There you go. Yeah. So, you what's know, the, is it the market?
What's
is
the Tom panel saying?
Is no, it the market or no is it the offers? Agent? No, low offers, they blame the market. No offers, they blame the agent.
Cool.
You know, and can I say, guys, a vendor wants feedback as to where their property sits in the market. And as real estate agents, it's our job to tell them.
Yep.
And it's as easy as if you've had three buyers walk through an open home, me saying, Mark, I know the property's not right for you, but where do you see value in this property comparing it to other ones that you might have seen?
Opening up the buyers.
Ask them.
Yep.
The buyers.
Ask
they're
them
the market.
Feedback on.
They're the market. Let's talk about marketing real quick. Marketing's a massive thing. It's something that we have honestly mastered. We came up with a $0 marketing strategy for our clients and for the industry. I had a client contact me today and they said, we're a bit nervous. We've got some stuff going on with our strata. We don't really want to go straight out to the real estate portals.
And another one to me too. Someone today, yep.
And we don't really want to spend, you know, $5,000-$6,000 on marketing.
Price discovery.
Yep. $0 marketing strategy. We offer it.
Yep.
It's real.
Yep.
I sold, I don't know, 3-4 properties last week. Didn't even hit realestate.com or domain. Vendor paid $0 in their marketing.
Well, you know,
and we got massive money for them.
Some of the typical campaigns up front, initially $4,000. And you're not even sure if you want to sell. Yeah.
And the rest.
And you're not even, whatever. Yeah. And you're not even sure if you want to release the property at that price and you want to test the market. I love price discovery. I love when it costs no money and the $0 marketing. That's us listening to the market and then giving people real buyers, real offers, real market value. And then they go, you know what? I like this. Let's double down and spend a little bit of money. They may do that. Or, great, that's can we accept that offer?
Yeah.
So the $0 marketing is a corker.
So what do we, and again, talking about choosing agents, right? We were saying at the beginning of the show, the opening line was, are all real estate agents the same? I mean, there's a testament right there that we're definitely not. The gamble's all on us, guys, with that $0 marketing strategy. We pay for your professional photos. We pay for your signboard if you want one. You don't have to.
Yep.
We go out to the database, which is obviously strong because the numbers talk for themselves. Number one transacting agent on the Northern Beaches. Obviously, I'm dealing with a huge amount of buyers. And then we go out to our social media, which is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. Last week, I don't even think the signboard's gone up and the property's already sold. And it did not sell cheaply.
No.
Because the last sale in the block that I've just sold in Sturdy Parade sold for 1.28.
Yep.
And I just sold the exact property a few months later for 1.4 million.
And the other one was 200K more, the Redmond Road one.
Yeah, that one's under contract, went under contract. Huge. One buy we took through straight off social media.
Yep.
We're exchanging in the 1-1s. It's a huge price. The buyer loves it. She got to see it first,
yep,
without all the crowds, and just said, this is what I want and I'm happy to overpay. I'll take it off the market now. Thanks. Okay. Done. Yep. Vendor's happy. Buyer's happy. $0 marketing strategy.
Ray's happy.
There we go. Ray's happy. Ray, thank you for my Mother's Day wishes yesterday. I hope you're feeling better as well.
There you go.
Hope you're feeling better. Guys, I think that's it. The market's pumping, by the way. Call out. I put something onto my social media on Saturday saying we are desperate for 2-bedroom apartments in DY. I can't even believe I'm saying that. Stock levels are really low. And out of that, I got 3 appraisals literally within 15 minutes. Guys, if you have got a 2-bedroom apartment on the Northern Beaches, particularly DY, you're thinking of selling, now's a really good time.
Don't sell it.
Now's a good time.
Keep it for another 10 years. No, I have to say,
are you saying don't sell it? Mark loves holding property. That's
my number one piece of advice or soundbite for today is houses have overperformed in 10 years. They've done 120 to 130%.
Yeah.
Units have underperformed in 10 years. They've done 70, 75%. They have not doubled.
Yeah, there's room.
If your maths isn't good, doubled is 100%. So they've underperformed. So my tip for today is the strata category as opposed to Torrens Title, which is houses. The strata assets are going to start really performing well. So that's why units are selling well now.
Oh my God, they really are
selling them.
They're selling for big money.
Buy one.
These 2-bedroom apartments in DY, I'm floored. Honestly, 6 months ago, we were selling them for a good 100 to 200 less, some of these apartments. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
But it makes sense. When interest rates were 2%, I'll just bloody buy a house. When affordability kicks in, rates are at 6%, they're triple the amount of repayments of what they were. Well, we're going to buy something more affordable. We're going to buy a unit. So it explains that our asset class overperforming and underperforming and doing vice versa now.
And PS, there's talk again that those interest rates are going to start to come down significantly by December, if I read what I read correctly about the federal budget.
Wow, what we are.
I've just got a little tile here. Bear with me for one
minute. Tile it up, please.
Here we go. Tuesday's federal budget will forecast inflation could return to the Reserve Bank's 2% to 3% target band by Christmas.
Ooh.
That's what it says.
Christmas present interest rate reduction.
Let's see. Yeah, we're all over the place. But you know what? I think the buyers realise that very unlikely interest rates are going up. They're going to come down and it's just a matter of when. And then the market's going to go up. That's it. Monday night wrap. Thanks, guys. Have an awesome night, everyone.
Love you.
Take care.
Bye.